reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. After he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you, persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Teachers, can I see your hands? How many of you are teachers? I see a couple of hands going up. I wish that all of you, if you get a chance, to talk to them and to find out from them how difficult to be a good teacher. To be a good teacher is not simple. It's a total commitment. And a good teacher, always think about that favorite teachers of our journey. The good teacher begins the class with giving us a good summary of what the teacher is going to present, no? A summary. And then an explanation about the points of the summary. And then finally the class concludes with a demonstration, a final summing up of all the teaching. Today we meet the greatest teacher of the world. Since Christmas, our readings are kind of reminding us of the identity of Jesus. The celebration of Christmas was Jesus was identified as the Son of God. Soon he was identified as the Son of Mary. Soon he was identified as the Lamb of God, God's Lamb who given to us for the sacrifice of our sins. Behold the Lamb of God. And then last Sunday when we began to hear from the gospel account of Matthew, we had the major homily presented by Deacon Henry. For those who were here, they can recall how Jesus is presented by Matthew as the royal son of David, coming to the land of gloom, the land of exile, the land of Gentiles, the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, to gather a new people, God's people, a new Israel, gathering of the nations. He is the leader. He is the royal son of David. And today, the image is this royal son of David goes up to the mountain. In the biblical memory, who is the one who climbed the mountain before Jesus? Can you guess the name?
Moses.
Moses. He went up the mountain. And he brought down, what did he bring down? He brought down the Ten Commandments. Don't do this to have a right relationship with God. You should not do this. That kind of a recommendations what we are supposed to not to do. But today Matthew tells us the new Moses, Jesus, he gives us lessons. He gives us the lessons. Today we heard in the gospel account what we call the first lesson, a summary of what Jesus, the new Moses, is going to teach his disciples. Disciples are, who are the disciples? Disciples are those who are learners. So here Jesus goes up the mountain, he sits, and the disciples are gathered. And Jesus is going to teach. Today he presents that as outline, what his teaching will be. Next 3 years, Jesus will be explaining each of these lessons, what we heard today. And at the end, all these teachings did not do much. Finally, with a demonstration of that teaching, that was this cross. This was the end of that teaching. The display of whatever we saw in today's teaching continues through 3 years of his teaching, and then finally, this was a demonstration. And before he climbs at the cross, he says, "My joy to be complete, that your joy also." And today, the conclusion of that first vision of that teaching was, rejoice and be glad. The joy. And then we heard from the other readings, first readings of Zechariah, reminding us of what was going to happen, the gloom. Deacon was taking us into that gloom that happened. The day of judgment, the day of the Lord happened to Israel. The big invasions, Assyrians, the Babylonians, the day was foretold by Zechariah. I had years, God's day. But then Zechariah promised there is a small remnant who will form the seed for new Israel. And today St. Paul talks about that seed, the disciples who are chosen by Jesus. And what are their qualifications? We heard they are somehow of different background. None of them can claim anything about their birth, their power. Everybody in the world will call them, identify them, the foolish. But God chose them. And today, when we are here this morning, what is our answer? God chose us. God chose us to be poor in spirit. God chose us to be poor in spirit. If we understand who we are, we have that understanding, we have that realization that we are not gods. Even though many in the world claim that they are gods, we are not gods. We are gifted with what we are, gifted with life. We received this gift of life from God. We received who we think about, the gift of the family. We also receive the gift of baptism. We receive it as a gift. to give us an identity. That identity, once we realize as a child of God, as a gifted people, the gift of sanctification in all of the family where we grew up, and also the baptism, we can always say, in relation with God's riches, what we do have now is nothing. And what we do have belongs to me, not to me, but to God. So I cannot keep that possessive feeling. I possess, I do it. But being poor in spirit helps us to release. Become stewards. Stewards of this time. Stewards of our talents. Even stewards of that money we have. Poor in spirit. And then Matthew's translation, we call Beatitudes. Beatitudes. Blessed. Beatus. Blessed. Some translation will like to translate to happy. Most accurately, they say, honored are you. Honor. The honor belongs to you. So honor belongs to us, those who recognize their poverty. In relation to the great riches of the giver. Our relation with the giver and who we are. Blessed are those who mourn. God chose us to mourn. God chose us to mourn. Why people mourn? Most of the time, people have a feeling of mourning when they lose. They lose the gifts. When they, an old one given by God is lost, taken away, ripped away from their life, it is earth emptiness. And we mourn. When we lose our job, a financial safety net, we mourn naturally. We mourn when that gift of that family is broken down, relationship fails, we mourn. As followers of Jesus, as disciples of Jesus, we also mourn the lost opportunity by choosing, failing to do good. The sin we recognize in our life. And many times it's lost opportunity. Lost opportunity. Every sin is a lost opportunity. And we, as disciples of Jesus, we needed to grieve over those lost opportunities. God chose us who mourn. God chose us who are meek. 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 What is meek? Who are these meek? They are not some doormats. Meek are those who recognize humanity in their journey. We are human beings. In this humanity, God's God manifests. The meek God, Jesus, God's own glory coming to us in our own humanity, making us to become part of that divine journey. Meek. Clean of heart. God chose us clean. How clean are we? Not easy. Clean. All the saints in this world, they have that rough edge with the problem with the cleanliness. Clean. Hugh in getting anger. Moody. Cupid in jealousy. Slow in forgiveness. Giving forgiveness. Slow in sharing forgiveness from God. Clean. God chose us to be clean. God chose us to hunger and thirst for righteousness. God chose us to be peacemakers. God chose us To hunger for what? A hunger. To experience God's presence, that's what peace is. We know we cannot experience that the fullness of that peace in our life, so we keep on hungering for God's love. We thirst for. We know something about what makes us so joyful, peaceful, but we know it's that realization is far from us. Our hearts are longing, thirsting, till we find that peace and happiness in God's heart. We are those who are always hungering to show love to one another. And then we come to the last one. Blessed are those who suffer persecution. The great irony is the one who taught us all these good things. The innocent, the poor, the merciful, hungering for loving us. He was persecuted. And those who are disciples of him cannot expect different. This morning you are here. The world will say, what a stupid idea. Why don't you stay home, watch the game, take a nap, this is a good day. But we are here. We are different from the standards of the world. We identify our relation with God. Sunday, we know, belongs to God. And we make it that sacrifice. A sacrifice. To be here, to witness, and to participate in that greater mystery of his dying and rising. A pattern of our dying and rising. A preparing for our journey to Calvary. A preparation to rejoice because of the reward. So this pattern of ridicule from the world continues in everything we do. Not only this gathering of the Sunday, if we say, we should have a reverence for the gift of life. If we need to show mercy to one another, if we preach this good news, there's always an issue. But we have no choice. We have to stand for the gift of life, when that life is being threatened under whatever label. If we become sick and under pain and then say, I have a right to kill myself, we have to say, no, life is a gift from the beginning to the end. That suffering is part of joining the suffering with Jesus in the cross. If a mother says, I am not prepared to be a mother, so I have a right to take out that life from my body, all these powerful people will keep us telling, that is right, do it. But as followers of Jesus, we continue to proclaim that there is a right for that baby to grow. And our people, over the last 43 years, they make that march and then the media ridicules them. They say, all these 43 years, what is there? Get a life. That's what they tell us. But when we march with that lady, mother, who made that proclamation, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, we are following her example of marching of the saints, marching of Jesus disciples under her lead. So that's why today we heard a list of kind of ministries. No? This is not only, you know, we come to the church, but that's not the end. So we will say, I made it into the church. But once we are inside the church, we are sent out as disciples to take care of the outreach ministry, to take care of the angels of mercy, to take care of our young people's ministry, religious education, youth ministry. What a beautiful sight today, not to see a couple of our leaders coming together, bringing them, these young ones. Last Sunday, they were doing a fundraising breakfast. How many of you attended that breakfast? What a beautiful event. You did it. Wonderful. And today they begin another experience, sharing their talents, building up of that kingdom of God right now here in our midst. We have a beautiful shrine, but always there is a need for people to be there. And we always say, I don't have time. Last Tuesday was the feast of Saint Francis Sales. An introduction to devout life, how our spiritual journey with Jesus and Mary and the saint, how we can accomplish. Francis Sales says, you must have a time for God every day, not only on Sunday, every day, half an hour, every day. In the Francis Sales time, it was a meditation. In our campus, we have this beautiful shrine and adoration days. If we come here once a week, half an hour, and if you say you're busy, Francis Sales will tell us, if you're busy, you need 1 hour. The exception he's making. If he's complaining, you're busy, then it is not half an hour, according to Francis Sales, teacher, and the teacher. It should be 1 hour. So, as disciples of Jesus, we need to think about how we celebrate our discipleship of Jesus today, in this time, in this neighborhood. A list of ministries, something which we are not familiar is going to happen 2 weeks' time. Rise up! I don't know, how many of you know anything about rise up? Anybody knows rise up? But it is going to happen here. Who is going to be here? Who is going to rise up here on a Friday, February 10th? We are asked to look at the bulletin for details. How many of us are going to be here? We all need to be here. Because it doesn't cost us anything. We just to be here. The all other ministries, we need people to walk behind the scene. This will be an event of celebration of this, whatever, who we are. Celebration of who we are. 1 hour, 2 hours. Let us make a note in our calendar. Let us make time. Let us see what it is. Rise up! Rise up. If every one of us is willing to put in their calendar, and being here, that will be a witness. A witness of who we are in this neighborhood. So let us forget about excuses. No? Always an excuse. I am not well. I am not healthy. I don't have time. I don't know how so many. But we have made that more today. Let's keep on working. That the Lord brings us that joy of God's word. Blessed are you. Because your reward is great in heaven. And we make that joy experience it right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.